Hello, and welcome to this special Cliff Lee Saga
recap
bedtime story recaps. Yes, recaps.
Recap.
Yeah. So we started this podcast way back when.
Oh God, 3 years ago. Something like
is it how long ago? 2020.
Something like pre-pandemic, wasn't it?
Pre-pandemic, and we decided we're going to chat shit, talk about random news, and make up some random stories.
Stories, yeah.
Quote unquote bedtime stories with an adult theme.
Adult. Well.
Well, adult content.
Yes, you wouldn't let a four-year-old listen to it, would you?
Well, I'd hope not. If you've got cool parents.
Depends what sort of parent you are.
Yeah. So, these stories, Cliff Lee ones, were from the original episodes of the podcast, which are now only available on our YouTube page.
Yes.
They're not on Spotify.
But we're going to get them, well, when you're listening to this, if we include this part,
yes,
they'll be re-uploaded.
Yes. This episode, yes.
Yes.
Yes. But if you want to listen to the full podcast, go onto YouTube and check it out.
Well, yeah, just a story, won't it? It'll just be a story.
This is just a story.
Yep. So, Dave, what was the first one that we did?
The first ever one was the one that I did, and it was called Barry's Birthday.
Ah, Barry's Birthday, yes.
And whilst Cliff Lee was never really mentioned in the story, that is where...
Have we mentioned that Cliff Lee was our... I know we did on episode one, but just to briefly mention, a bit like Royston Vasey with The League of Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Cliff Lee is the fictional town that we've made up, the universe.
And it changed from town to city, depending on what episode you listen to as well. Yep. It's just a globe.
A
multiverse.
Randomness, yes.
So yeah, the first story was one that I did, and it was called Barry's Birthday. And very crude.
Very
humor.
Crude, mate. You went straight in there, didn't you?
Where did these ideas come from? I got this idea in my head, and I thought, yeah, let's make a story about that. Oh. And I don't want to give too much away, but you have to have a dark sense of humour. And yeah, crude is just the best way to put it.
I quite like the characters, though, in this one, you know?
Yeah, Barry.
Barry.
40-year-old virgin, I think. I think he's just turning 40 in this story.
Barry's birthday. Yeah.
Still lives at home with his mum. And what
not
should
wrong with that if you do. Let's
no, nothing wrong with that at all. And he's planned something for his birthday to lose his virginity on his big day. And it's all about that.
Yeah.
And how that unfolds. And so adult content, crude humour. This was a long time ago, so it's probably a lot worse.
The audio's not as crisp on this one from what I remember.
It's not. No. It's not. But it's not the worst that we've ever done.
No.
So apologies for that. But yes, I was a younger person back then when I wrote this. So I just
about
thought
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, 3 or 4
let's,
years ago.
Let's get cheap humour in there for cheap laughs. So apologies. It's not
we're
not Mark Gatiss and Steve Pemberton and Reese Shearsmith.
We're not
those big boys.
No.
We're just humble folk who try to make good stories.
Enjoy
anyway. This is Barry's birthday, and enjoy. And this is episode one in the Cliff Lee Saga.
Dave Judas. Moody. The Empty Headed Podcast.
Barry woke from his sleep in quite an amazing mood. Today was Tuesday. Not the best day of the week by far, but today would come close, as today it was Barry's birthday. 40 years young, his mother had said to him last night before he jumped into bed at 7:30 to get a head start on the big day.
Hang on a minute. He's still living with his mum.
He's living with his mum,
right.
Yeah.
40. That's 40 fine. It happens.
He's 40 years old.
Sorry.
Yeah. Barry wasn't really one for celebrations. All his last few birthdays, he hadn't really done anything except order a takeaway and knock one out to his repeats of Countdown.
To be fair, right, don't get me wrong. Just chilling out, having a takeaway. When you're getting older, you're not bothered, are you?
Birthdays aren't something to celebrate when you're getting older.
But he's knocking one out to Countdown. When you said the repeats of Countdown, is this a Carol Vorderman era or is this a Rachel Riley era?
We'll find that out.
Right, okay, sorry.
We'll find that out. But one would hope that he's knocking one out not in the same room that his mother was in.
You'd hope so.
We'll probably find that out as well.
Go on.
Rachel Riley was beautiful, but she was nothing on Carol Vorderman. The reason this one was special, however, was because for this birthday, Barry had something very big planned. For his 30th birthday, Barry was finally going to lose his virginity. Not a brand new plan. He came up with this one 10 years ago for his 30th, but at the last minute pulled out, not in the way that he had hoped, and so had decided to postpone until the next big one came up. 10 years had been a long time, and how can you miss something that you've never done before? And besides, he did have... I've skipped too far here. And besides, he did have quite the back catalogue of old Countdown episodes to entertain himself with. Barry had kept his plan from his mother secret. He had decided to pretend he was just going to do his regular birthday evening. A takeaway, she didn't need to know about Countdown. But as soon as she left for work at 6 p.m, as she did every evening, he was going to dial the number of an escort service he had found in the local newspaper. His mother worked all night and didn't return until the small hours of the morning. This gave Barry time to call the agency at around 6:30 p.m, give his mother time to be out of the picture in case she had forgotten something, and arrange for the escort to arrive at around 10:30. Are you following this?
Meticulously planned.
He's planned this out. He's had 10 years to plan this out. It would be meticulous. Barry wanted to give himself enough time to work up the confidence to go through with the act. He also didn't want Mrs. Jones, the nosy bitch from next door, seeing the escort arrive and telling his mother the morning after. She was always snooping, not just on Barry's house, but the other houses on the street. He knew 10:30 would be a good time, as he once overheard her telling his mother that she usually fell asleep after watching Big Brother's Little Brother on E4. The morning went swiftly. Barry had an organic breakfast consisting of cinnamon and fig yogurt.
Healthy.
He had heard figs were an aphrodisiac, so thought he would give them a go on the big day. Not that he would need any help getting himself going. All he had to do was think of Carol Vaught. There you go, he thought to himself. As hard as a diamond in seconds. I hope this escort likes chipolatas. As expected, his mother gave him £200, like she did every birthday.
Hey, that's good.
£200 at 30 years old.
Yeah, I probably get
40
like,
years old. £200.
What do you get in your card, like...
For my birthday?
Yeah.
£20 if I'm
Yeah, 20 quid, 30 £20, maybe.
£200. She's well off, isn't she?
Feeling flush. Very well off, yeah.
I can't wait to find out what she does as a job to fund this. She's working nights and she's giving him £200
every year. Jesus, yeah. Right, go for it.
Lucky Barry. Barry had always thought himself very lucky to receive such an amount every year. But he knew that she did work very hard to earn what she did, so that made it okay. The afternoon went quite slow. Barry spent most of the time clock watching, trying to physically make the time go faster, but it didn't happen. No matter how hard he tried so hard once that he gave himself quite a nasty nosebleed. Funnily enough, that did help pass the time, as sitting with his head held back meant he couldn't watch the clock anymore. After what seemed like days, the time came for Barry's mother to set off to work. One of these days, I'll have to ask Mother what she does for a job, Barry thought to himself. She always took hours to get herself ready, and when she finally left the house, she would always shout through and say goodbye. Oh well, he thought, now the fun can begin. As planned, Barry waited half an hour before making the call to the escort agency. He double-checked to see if he had the right number, as there were two escort agencies advertised in the paper. Happy Endings was the one he was using. The other one was called Micro Sluts and specialised in escorts for little men.
Micro Sluts.
Micro Sluts. I think it's a midget escort agency.
Right, okay.
It's very specific, that one.
It is.
But he's not gone for that one. He's gone for Happy Endings.
Right. Sounds a bit more family friend.
That's what you want on a birthday, isn't it? Happy Ending.
Yeah.
Happy Endings was the one he was using. The other one was called Micro Sluts and specialised in escorts for little men. Man. Not that he had anything against those types of people, but he really didn't want to lose his cherry to a fucking Ewok. Barry dialed the number. Bollocks, he thought to himself, and hung up. The line only dialed out once. Get a grip, man. You've planned for this. Now is the time. He took a deep breath and dialed the number again. Hello. Happy Endings Gentlemen's Club. How can I help you? Barry's mind had gone blank. He lost the ability to speak. So this is what Gareth Gates feels like, he thought to himself. Shame I can't bloody sing down the line to her. Do you like that?
Gareth Gates.
Gareth Gates.
Where did that come from?
Gareth Gates, I don't know. Got a good imagination. Barry took a breath.
Look, this is the third time I've had a call off this number. If you're not going to speak, I'm going to have it blocked.
Good evening,
Barry said. What's with the fucking voice, he thought? Bollocks. I'd like to book one of your ladies for the evening, if I may please. The woman on the other end of the line paused, probably thinking, who's this freak I'm speaking to, and who's the poor git I'm going to end up sending round to his place? Yes, of course, sir. Any preferences?
Preferences?
Yes, preference. White, black, brown, short, tall, old, young, male or female, trans, hermaphrodite. Oh, Barry said. He hadn't thought about that detail. How great. He could have any woman or thing he desired.
Anyone will do. I'm easy to satisfy. Someone with some experience would be perfect.
My God, this is why you should never talk to women, or anyone, he thought to himself. Okay, that's fine. You do know the rate is £200 for an hour, and in that time you get the full service. Anything you want, just no freaky stuff, yeah? Freaky stuff would be... Well, we're not going to shit and piss on you if that's
Jesus
what you're into.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, God, oh, no, nothing like that. You're not into that?
Carry on.
No comment. Jesus, Barry thought. People want that kind of thing? That made Barry feel a bit better about himself. Made him feel more normal. He gave the woman on the line his address and arranged for the time the lady would arrive to be 10:30. The name he had given was Mr. Richard Champion. Dick Champion. Why he thought that was a good name, couldn't remember. But still, so far so good. As Barry sat there, or should I say, Dick Champion, waited patiently for his guest to arrive. He heard a knock at the door. Who could this be, he thought. It's far too early for supper. He answered the door. To his horror, staring back at him was none other than Mrs. Jones, the nosy bitch from next door. What are you doing here? Shrieked Barry. Happy birthday, pet! Your mother told me it was your birthday. Said you were home alone tonight on your birthday, so I thought I'd come around and have a game of Scrabble with you. Better than being bored, eh? Well, you can't, Barry snapped. Why, he knew, he couldn't reveal to Mrs. Jones. He had to think fast. I was actually just leaving and meeting a few friends at the pub for a few drinks. He thought that was a good enough excuse. Mrs. Jones stood there for a moment. What a load of bollocks, you lame bastard. You, friends? Well, fuck you then. You can stick your Scrabble. Mrs. Jones threw the Scrabble box to the floor and left. Barry, stunned, watched her walk down the path and back to her house. He had never seen Mrs. Jones like that, but now he had to leave as he knew she would be watching through the curtains all night at the slightest movement.
Livid.
Change of plan then. Locking the door behind him, Barry set off, looking for somewhere else to stage his big night. The hotel, he thought, on the outskirts of town. Perfect. He dialed the Happy Endings Club and rearranged for the escort to meet him at the hotel instead. No problem, except that it wouldn't be 10:30, now it would be 1 a.m.
Jesus.
A slight setback, but not too bad. He'd waited 40 years, so he could wait an extra 2.5 hours. 2.5 extra hours, I should say. Room 69. Might have to try that one, Barry thought as he entered.
Oh, God. Right, okay.
The room was your typical rundown hotel room. Stains on the walls, probably on the sheets too. Good job Barry didn't bring his UV light with him. Barry turned on the TV and selected some pay-per-view porno. Why not, he thought. Set the tone and all that. 1 a.m. finally came around. Barry was feeling quite nervous, but ready to go after all the adult action he'd just been watching. He'd also seen a few things he now wanted to try out and now he booked. When the knock on his hotel room door came, Barry bolted upright from the chair he'd been sitting on all evening. He took a deep breath and opened the door. Nerves took hold of him, and when the woman entered, Barry found himself lugging the floor. The woman threw her bag on the chair he'd been sitting on and threw her coat on the bed. Barry could see she was a little unsteady on her feet, probably pissed or high on some drug. Maybe both. Barry wasn't too bothered by that. He knew what some people in this line of work had to do to get through it.
It's going to be some people like that. I didn't like that line.
What, you're saying that sex workers don't all have to be pissed and high?
Yeah, yeah.
They probably don't, but this just happens to be what Barry's paid
experiencing.
For. Yeah.
Right.
So maybe there are other escorts at the agency that weren't like this, but maybe the woman who took the order, as it were, thought, oh, right, this guy's a weirdo, let's just send somebody who's probably not going to remember
on.
It.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Take your clothes off then, and we'll get started. Just gonna piss. The woman entered the bathroom and closed the door. Sorry, that was a male voice, wasn't it?
Take your clothes off then and we'll get started. Just gonna piss,
said the woman as she entered the bathroom and closed the door. Barry stripped down to his underpants, put the 200 quid on the chair by her bag and laid on the bed. The moment he had waited so long for was about to happen. Best birthday ever, he thought. The woman was in the bathroom for a few minutes. Barry could hear her sniffing a few times. Drugs, he thought. This was confirmed to Barry when she came out of the bathroom without flushing.
Okay, big boy, let's get started.
Barry laid back and closed his eyes. From the glimpse of the woman he had got as she began to crawl up the bed caressing his leg, she didn't look too bad. Dark hair, quite small. Barry's nerves had got the better of him though, and he had looked at her during the act, which lasted longer than Barry had given himself credit for. At the start, he was pleasured orally for several minutes.
Mate, what is this?
Should I continue?
Please do, please do.
At the start, he was pleasured orally for several minutes. This woman was like a diamond. Barry should know. He tested it out on himself the other week whilst playing this whole birthday night. He should probably clean it out now he thought about it. He hadn't had a chance to after. Barry's mother will not be happy.
Oh, you like that then, do you? You dirty boy.
After the oral, a number of positions. Hair on top, reverse cowgirl,
oh, dear.
Doggy style, missionary, the Amish snowplow, the angry pirate.
Sorry, what? Hang on a minute. The Amish snowplow.
The Amish snowplow.
Amish.
The Amish snowplow and the angry pirate. Yeah, after the missionary.
Right, okay. Yeah. Look them up.
Have you ever done the Amish snowplow?
Not that I'm aware of.
The Amish snowplow, the angry pirate. Barry was amazed it only lasted an hour. Barry bust his nut. Amazing. He laid there in total silence as the woman dressed herself and left. Barry couldn't believe that he'd finally lost his virginity. Yeah, right.
Sorry,
there.
Yeah. Go on.
You're acting like Barry might have reacted. Barry couldn't believe he had finally lost his virginity. The plan had worked perfectly, even with a few altercations. Perfect. A few alterations, sorry, not altercations. He's just had an altercation. Perfection. Barry laid there for a few more hours. He finally decided to head back home. As he was dressing, he noticed a watch on the table by the bed. The woman must have forgotten it, he thought to himself. That will give me an excuse to call her back and book another session. As Barry approached his house, he remembered what he had told Mrs. Jones, the nosy bitch from next door. Usually, she would be well asleep by now at this time. But because he had said he was going out, he knew for a fact that she would have been propped herself, that she would have propped herself up by the window and was probably watching him now. He began to wobble a bit as if he was pissed, just to make his story look a little more plausible. He even managed to slip on the Scrabble box. Although, to be fair, he did that completely accidentally. But oh well, it would have made it look even better. He pretended to struggle with the key in the door for a couple of minutes before finally entering. He sat on the sofa. It was now 3:30 a.m. His mother would be home around 6 and wake him with his breakfast. Barry hoped that when he woke in the morning, he would be able to remember the evening in full and not just bits like in his dreams. The night, he didn't dream at all. Through his head, he just replayed every hot, steamy moment that had happened. When his alarm went off, he was aware that his face ached. He must have been smiling all night. He went downstairs to find his mother in the kitchen. As always, she was cooking him some eggs for the breakfast. Good morning, Mother, Barry said, still beaming. You sound in a good mood this morning, Barry. Did you have a good dreams?
Why is it like Jimmy Savile?
Jimmy Savile?
Why does she sound like Jimmy Savile?
Where did you get Jimmy Savile from?
Yeah, she was like,
you sound in a good mood this morning, Barry. She's a Yorkshire woman.
Go on, sorry.
You sound in a good mood this morning, Barry. Did you have good dreams? Oh, yes, I did. They were almost real.
Jesus.
Barry tucked into his breakfast. Was Mrs. Jones around here last night, Barry? I found a Scrabble board outside the front door when I got home this morning. She is a strange one. Barry's mother entered the living room. I think I heard a knocking when I was eating my takeaway, Barry lied. Oh, Barry heard his mother say as she came back into the kitchen, holding the watch that the escort had left in the hotel room. Bollocks, Barry thought. I just left it lying about. How am I going to explain that one? Oh, I thought I'd lost this at work last night, Barry. It's
my
best
God.
Watch as well.
Oh my God.
Barry dropped his fork. He vomited. Oh, Barry, you dirty boy. Barry couldn't wait until his 41st birthday now. That is, if he was still alive by then. The end.
Dave Judas. Morning. The Empty-Headed Podcast.